All right, so today I want to talk about using GUIDs for identifiers in databases. I'll probably draw a little bit of criticism on this one because I know that designing for databases always has its trade-offs. But what I've been doing for the last 10, 12 years is really ditching the auto increment. So if we're looking at like a customer that has like an ID column, historically, and a lot of people are still doing this, is you're going to add like an auto increment field to that data. Now, the reason why this isn't great is at scale, this is actually quite challenging. This is the reason why most NoSQL approaches don't have a concept of auto increment like this. There are some benefits when you are joining data, but outside of that, I think this is just pretty much a terrible practice at this point. So what I recommend is moving to like a UUID, a universal identifier. You might think of that as like a GUID if you're doing like .NET development and other things. So using a GUID. Obviously, like one of the downsides of this is GUIDs are extremely long comparatively to an int. But the idea here being that if you have, if you're looking at NoSQL approaches or really just scalability of databases, the idea being here that any server can generate this and store. It doesn't need to be generated by the database, and it can be generated by the database if you're looking at like SQL Azure. But you can have web tiers now at this point creating the customer object, giving it a valid identifier before even talking to storage, and then just saying store it. So this performs much better. The other big thing here that really, a huge reason why I've done this historically is on, just doing development. Let's say you have a team of a couple people and then you have, a dev environment. So one thing that happens on like, developer A and developer B's box is they might be developing a feature. And that feature needs to come with a little bit of data. And it's super easy to populate and move data when it's GUID based. Because if I create 5 customers with an identifier on my machine, now I don't have to worry about all these auto increment fields. I can just push that data into like another environment. So you have the dev environments, but also in like production. So let's say you have any sort of kind of critical issue with production, where for some reason you might have like a secondary server, but for some reason you're moving from server A to server B as a data store. And let's just say that you might still have a couple writes going in to A before you've synced up properly. So you have like an outage or you bring up a backup and you need to sync that data. The nice thing about here, if you're all GUID based on your identifiers, you can really see that diff of data. And so you can really move just the records that are new or changed way more easily if it's GUID based. Because in the other case, if you have a customer where, customer one is created here and customer one is created here, but they're different customers, you have huge issues then to kind of figure out how that data fits together. So these are kind of like a couple main reasons why I use a GUID. There's definitely the ease of moving data and managing data. I think that's huge. And on top of that though, if you're looking at having, more scaled out servers, it's much more easy for servers to manage GUIDs than it is for servers to be worried about if their neighbor is using a specific int or not. So really recommend, honestly, in the realm of software development, but definitely in the world of cloud, move from auto increment ints to GUIDs wherever possible. Anyways, I hope this was interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of people that don't see eye to eye on this. Please hit me up on Jeff King at ABC. I'd love to chat. Anyways, have a great day. Bye.